The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Kiss's farewell tour. End of the road. For 4 years and five continents and 70,000 cities. So see them now.
Only five continents?
I have no idea. I didn't read what it's going to do. They haven't announced any tour dates yet. Probably six continents. You mentioned it. Nobody plays Antarctica, right?
No, they don't.
No. Metallica did.
Metallica did that once.
They did, didn't they?
Yep. And they said it was cold.
They played inside. Some sort of little
research bubble.
Something about a witch.
Yeah.
Somebody emailed me a weather report when we were discussing that yesterday at the research station. It was 68 below Fahrenheit.
Remember that story? My crazy story about that was that girl that had to give herself her own chemo and stuff. Remember she had breast cancer at the research station?
That's right.
And she couldn't, they could only fly in supplies. They couldn't get her out of her and flew in some chemo drugs, and she was a doctor, I believe.
Yeah, was she too weak to fly?
No, she couldn't get her out. You couldn't fly the, you know, they just couldn't get her out.
Couldn't land for two or three months of the brutal part of whatever year.
It's brutal down there.
It'd be brutal down there.
In the summer. Our summer, right?
Our summer, right. Yeah. Right. Most brutal. I'm sure it's brutal.
Pete Lee.
Year-round.
A little later on this morning, Tony Danza is going to phone the program, and Petey Mack will be here. Sports.
And if you're going to put some gold up your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently the metal detectors do not catch that.
Yes, it fit your rectum.
Now, when I go through the metal detector, it does not pick up on my orthopedic hardware, which is stainless steel. That is a ferrous metal.
It's inside your body. It must be too much inside your
body. Yeah, because I asked the TSA guy that once, and he said, yeah, well...
Sometimes it does.
We know, but we can't tell you. And I could tell he didn't know. Because when they take the wand and put it really close...
By your knee, nothing? Oh, they can get it?
Then...
Okay.
Then it goes off. The wand goes off. Right. But going through the detector, it doesn't do anything. And you're right, because it's inside your body.
Does the metal vibrator go off, Push?
He knows better now. He just takes the soft ones on trips, and you probably pack it in your check luggage, don't you?
Yeah, you put it in the check luggage take the batteries out.
Oh yeah, take the batteries out
because the hum doesn't even give it away
separately.
But you got to turn the battery.
I do that with my
turn it off.
I have an electric toothbrush.
Yeah, you stick it in your butt.
I'm afraid that it's going to go off, so I always disconnect the battery portion of it. Because nothing frightens a TSA guy more than something that's buzzing
inside your butt.
That's the kind of stuff that'll get the whole airport shut down.
Yep.
Right.
You in a small room.
So, take the batteries out of your toothbrush and out of your vibrator.
Yep, out of your vibrator.
Michelle Bachmann, birthday on this date in 1973. We lost Jim Croce.
Happy birthday!
I was going to say Croce, too. Damn.
Plane crash, right? Yeah. Small plane.
Yep.
That was one. A song just popped into my head last night. You know when songs randomly just pop into your head?
Hey, maybe it's a bigger thing out there.
Operator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By Jim Croce.
Yeah.
Popped into my head. And I couldn't think of the inspiration. But usually it's something subconscious.
I assume I heard it at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Much of the time.
Yeah.
Or you hear something in conversation. That reminds
you of the song.
Kind of sparks the lyrics of the song.
Yeah, like earlier, a buddy of ours' commercial ran, and I was starting to sing Charlie Pride after that for no reason.
Well, no. See, that you could actually pinpoint.
He had a line in the commercial, that. Sound at the beginning of a line of the Charlie. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and his cadence.
Right. Like, the goose is on the table, like that one. That'll stick in your head if you keep it up there.
Not if you've learned how to purge it.
Sorry. Once it flops into my head.
Yeah.
hey, Christmas is right around the corner, man.
I've done some
like
93 days. Strong mental exercises to get that out of my head. You're not going to get me on that
one. I'm sorry.
You'll get me on that one.
I know I will. And me.
I'll just start walking down the hall and yelling at people, singing.
Yeah,
to do anything I can to purge myself.
Sorry about that.
Would say. No, you're not.
No, actually, I'm not at all.
Have we talked about this FanDuel thing where this guy...
What's the deal on this?
I saw this yesterday.
The headlines, it looked a little was way in the weeds. I couldn't get into it, so explain to me quickly, Craig.
Well, let's see here. A New Jersey bookmaker says that they will not honor this bet that, according to the piece of paper, would have paid $82,000. FanDuel says it's holding back because there was an error in the odds-making process. Anthony Prince put down $110 at the sportsbook at Meadowlands Racetrack on Sunday when the Broncos were trailing the Raiders 19-17 late in the fourth quarter.
You can bet in quarters there, right?
Yep. FanDuel says that it tried to update the live betting odds after Denver quarterback Case Keenum completed a pass that put the Broncos on the Raiders' 18-yard line in easy field goal range. The Broncos won. Prince did not. The 750-1 odds that were posted were wrong. Instead of the Denver win turning $110 into more than $82,000, the correct odds would have netted $18.35.
I hate this. I hate that they can do what they want because it's their fault and they can do what they want because the guy's got nothing, right?
How do you mean?
He's got no recourse, right? He's screwed.
Oh, no. He does have recourse. As a matter of fact, they offered to settle with him. They said, hey, we'll give you tickets to any number of ball games. We'll give you a few $1,000s. We'll give you this, that, and the other thing. Just go ahead and settle. And he said, nope, I want my $82,000.
Good for him because that's bad pub for that casino because they make a fortune.
No, but it was obviously
pay the $82,000.
A mistake.
Yeah,
so
it was obviously a mistake. The odds, there's a few seconds
don't
there.
Don't take 18 bucks.
There's a few seconds there that where the odds just didn't update as they were shown to him.
But if his ticket says 77, his ticket had to say 750-1, right?
That's what I think, yeah. But I'm not sure exactly what his ticket said.
I'm with the dude here.
So am I.
They made the rules. He just played by them.
Right.
You know? If they were throwing up 750-1 odds,
that's why
he
bet it.
He put the bet down.
That's why he bet it.
Pay the bet.
I'm surprised he's the only one to bet that. You know?
Nah,
now, I don't know if he placed the bet thinking it was 750-1 odds or the much lower odds.
He couldn't have been thinking. It couldn't have possibly been. Any gambler who knows his stuff knows that's not a 750-1 situation.
Doesn't mean he knew what he was talking about.
From the way I read the story yesterday, it sounded like that's why he put the money down.
Yeah.
Because he realized got to be wrong. Holy hell, let me put some money down.
Yeah. By the way, then settle for like, give him 10 grand. He'll give him tickets or something. Maybe he'll settle for less money.
It was several tickets. I mean, to several ball games. To several ball
sweet,
games.
Sweet tickets to three Giants game was what I
read. Oh, Giant games. Yesterday. Okay. I mean, is he a Giant fan?
I guess.
Okay.
He lives in Jersey, probably.
See, I think he could get a little more out of them than that.
Yeah.
Since they did screw up. So somewhere between the whatever he was supposed to get and what they're offering.
80-some-odd-thousand and $18. Somewhere between that.
Yeah. And
somewhere in the middle, right?
Yeah. Get a lawyer.
You know, he has.
Work out a little compromise.
And that takes the rest of the money.
Yeah. You're right. It does.
I get one of those lawyers that works on contingency.
Okay. Yeah. It's still a third.
And he can take...
takes a third plus expenses.
A couple giant tickets.
Yeah, there's probably no lawyers in the New York area that would pick... Oh, no. There's a thousand zillion lawyers.
That's probably it.
Right, yeah.
So they're... They are working on that. There was a story.
By the way, Puss, do you have to put in your fantasy lineup tonight now? Is Thursday night football screwed everything up? That when you got a fantasy team, you got to report all your starters?
It doesn't with Survivor Pool. No. Thursday night doesn't even matter with Survivor Pool. You don't have to pick it up until Sunday.
You only have to put it, if you have players that are in that game, then you need to have them in your starting lineup if you want them. But
yeah, like what if you wanted to say the Browns are going to lose? Or do you have to pick a winner? How's your Survivor Pool?
Winner.
You have to pick
one time. Yeah.
So you don't necessarily have to put one in tonight. Unless
no, I don't.
You think the Jets are absolutely?
I guess you probably could put one in tonight, but I never picked this game anyway. I might eventually have to pick this game. You're right, but I'm staying away. As I always say, I'm staying away from the Browns Jets
from this one.
Yeah. Actually, I'm probably going to take your boys this weekend.
Oh, they're
at home against the Bills. If they lose that game, then I'm just going to punch somebody.
You're going to take the largest odd or the largest point spread of the weekend?
It's not a spread. You just picked a winner. Like, I picked your boys the first weekend. They won. Last week, I had the Saints. They pulled one out.
So you're just picking a winner.
All you do is pick the winner. All right. And it's tougher than you think it is.
Yeah, because you can't pick the same team twice.
Twice, right. And even then, the NFL is so up for grabs. Even the Bills have a shot at beating your boys. I don't think much.
No.
But they're at home, so I'm picking
the Vikings. Vikings should escape that one victorious.
Yeah. No, I saw the power rankings. Packers are ranked above the Vikings right now.
Because those things count.
They do.
Yeah. And the voting, fan voting at the end of the year?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
So because of a tie, the Packers have leapfrogged the Vikings?
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Thank you.
Especially a tie at home.
Yes, a tie at home.
The Vikings, you think, would get the lead. Yeah.
The bettors consider that the equivalent of a 3-point loss, don't they?
Basically, right, yeah. I wouldn't trust those NFL power rankings if I were you.
No. Don't do that.
Well, you can trust them, but they really don't mean anything.
Yeah, hell, they got my boys still at number 10, and they haven't won a game yet.
Well.
That's just on name. That's on name. They haven't lost them all, that's right.
So a few days ago, there was cell phone video of a gentleman shaving on New Jersey transit train.
Right at his seat, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's just sitting there shaving.
Was it electric?
Nope.
Oh.
No?
It was not.
Even electric's gross.
Shaving
those
cream and a razor?
Those whiskers have to go somewhere.
I would think that would be dangerous.
Yeah.
True.
But
when the straight razor.
You should probably
still. Train's a little bumpy.
Did he have a mirror with him? Because you got to. If you don't have a mirror,
look like he did.
You're going to miss spots.
It didn't look like he did.
Unless the guy next to him is helping him out.
He wasn't.
Hey, yeah, missed a spot on your cheek there.
They passenger shamed the guy, which they should have. But he's also saying that don't judge. Why is he saying don't judge? They have a job interview or something.
So you have the story there.
That's all I've read.
And somebody posted video of this guy shaving. Mm-hmm. And when he's done shaving, he basically gets up and says, hey, the bathroom this way. You know, he goes to wash himself off. And so then the debate started. Is it nasty for you to shave in a public place like this?
Yes.
Any personal hygiene
stuff, take it to the bathroom.
You see people clip toenails on planes. I saw somebody do that. And I haven't seen it, but Pastor Shaming is a great Twitter feed. You'll see nasty crap.
It's not your living room.
No. Of course, it's horrible, Craig. You don't do that.
Okay.
And this is what, on a subway?
Transit train.
Yeah. Okay, because I didn't think subways had.
Are you going to drop some other detail on us and make us feel horrible now?
No, not horrible.
Why is he saying don't judge me? Was he going to an interview and he's out of work or something like that? Or
he? Okay, now then. His brother saw this uproar and said, "Oh,
is he special?"
No. I don't know.
He had been in
the homeless house. He had been homeless. He'd been at the, had to stay there for several days.
Right.
He hadn't shaved. One brother gave him money to go see the other brother, so he was trying to, you know, shave a little something before he got over to his brother's house.
The story makes a little bit of difference, but it's still something you don't do. But I agree with that.
That makes a little different.
Makes a little different.
Yeah, the guy says, hey, just trying to shave here. You know,
why needs to go in the bathroom and shave on the train?
I can't answer that.
There's enough room.
Yeah, that wasn't a question to answer.
If you have a bathroom at your disposal, just go do it there. Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Couldn't wait until he got to his brother's house?
No, he wanted to show up looking nice.
Oh, okay. He wanted to be pretty when he got there.
Yes. Yeah, he wanted to be pretty when he got there.
He's not the worst person in the world that's ever been on the plane.
Some people thought he was.
Yeah, I know. That's wrong.
Yeah. But that's kind of the addendum to that story.
The pastor shaming Twitter feed is just is gross. It's people's feet in the air, bare feet.
Cleaning out the toe jam.
It's just gross, stupid stuff.
Clipping
man.
Nails. No. Right. Save your personal hygiene for the bathroom or your destination.
You're cramped in a plane or a train anyway. You don't want to see that crap.
To be fair, a second video showed him after he was done in the restroom coming out, and he's ready to go to Atlantic City, and he's holding his can of beer.
All right.
As you would.
Homeless are allowed to drink.
Yeah, he'd been staying at a shelter, and he just wanted to look good for his brother. And he's got some medical conditions.
It would be funny, though, if he was shaving and the train was, this commuter trains can be a little bumpy sometimes, and he just slicing his face all to hell.
And he bled out and died.
He bled out. It's like that dumb ass. This is a sad story, too, but not that one. That wasn't sad, but speaking of bleeding out, that dude that got, it was in Rhode Island, wasn't it? I think it was Rhode
Island. Which island?
It was in New England somewhere. Big sign, could be sharks out there. 26-year-old dude tells his grandmother, no, sharks don't bite me, I'm Superman. And they bit him both in the leg, and he bled out, and
He died. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I lost all sympathy for the guy when I heard that.
When he said that, I know.
Nah, I'm Superman. Sharks don't bite me. Yeah, well,
I have sympathy for people who get bit by sharks, since I like to get in the ocean once in a while myself. But if there's a big sign that says a lot of sharks out there, don't get in the freaking ocean.
Have you ever seen one?
I've been where they've put the get out of the ocean.
Yeah.
I've seen it, and they say it's way out, no point, and everybody gets the hell out of the ocean. I've done that before.
There was video on the news this morning.
In North Carolina, I got that. There was a shark spotted. They said, just get the hell out of the ocean, and we did.
Because there's a lot of sharks that will swim in.
They're close.
They don't need much water. They can get really close to shore.
Right.
It was a show,
That's what I want to read about. This is the headline here. Says, great white shark lair found in the Pacific. That just scares me. A lair. That scares me.
That's how you get a Sharknado right there.
Exactly.
It looked like it was a video. Did they show a video of it?
I haven't clicked on it yet.
Was it a whole pod of them? In some hole in the ocean?
No, they just showed just a big old, there's no video, it looks like. Well, maybe there is, yeah.
Well, they had video this morning on the news of some guys fishing, I think off the coast of Massachusetts somewhere, and they were reeling in the fish about 10 feet from the boat. Great white comes right up out of nowhere and just takes the fish. And then the guy
poops himself,
and those guys had to go change their pants. Yeah.
I had something on a smaller scale happen to me. It was in the Florida Keys. I had a fish on the line, and all of a sudden, I hear this big whap. And it came from, the captain. We were on one of those skiffs.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And the captain ended up whacking a hammerhead shark on the head.
Whoa.
Because he was about to take away my fish. I saw the shadow of him come up real quick. But he got whacked on the head and scared him off.
This one looked like it was probably an 8 or 10 foot long great white.
Well, didn't some guy get killed by a shark? Off the coast of Cape Cod?
That's what we're just saying. Yeah. I was just mentioning
same
that.
Dude.
Bled out. Told his grandma.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He says, Superman, sharks don't bite him.
And I was not aware they were fishing.
Shark bit him in two legs.
No, this guy was swimming.
Bled
this
out.
Different situation. This
he
was just
bled out like he was shaved on a commuter train.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it a great white?
I don't know. It was a great white.
Yeah. Great whites.
I heard the story. I didn't hear what kind of shark it was.
But you're more than likely to fall walking down the hallway and killing yourself than you are a shark. But less painful walking down the hallway and falling.
Unless you're Dickie Betts.
I was going to say, did you see that story I texted you last night, Craig?
What happened to Dickie Betts? Love Dickie Betts.
Well, he fell over, hurt his head. Things aren't looking good for Dickie.
Oh, man.
He was playing with his dog. Fell over. Smacked his head.
Dickie still drink?
I think so. He and the missus.
Love Dickie.
If you remember, Dickie and the missus got in trouble for threatening the crew team.
Yeah, they are. They live on a bay or something.
They live in a bay.
Oh, that's
there's
right.
A crew team that's across the way from them. And for some reason, Mrs. Dickie Betts was wanting to shoot them and telling them that they can't go hither and yon.
Oh, she's standing on the dock with a shotgun or something?
Yeah, she's standing out there. Get off my water lawn.
Yeah, they become old crazy necks. They have become old crazy necks. That's true.
But he went out on the road. He had retired from touring.
Yeah, he did for years, yeah.
And then he went back out and then had a couple strokes.
Yeah. He stroked down. I bet Biggie Betts.
I had to put that on hold for a little bit, and then the dog incident here, and now he's got a head injury.
Todd, those dogs can take you down. Todd knows that, just walking around the house sober.
Especially if you're walking around all strokey.
Yeah.
and he was.
I want to laugh. Is Dickie on your Deadpool list now?
You know, I haven't.
Did you write down Dickie?
I got to write that down.
Yeah, the story I read last
night. He may be on there already? From earlier this year, but I'm going to.
They said last night, critical condition and brain surgery coming up.
I missed that. Man.
For those of you unaware, Dickie Betts, one of the founding members of the Allman Brothers Band.
Yeah. Oh, Dickie Betts.
Wrote Ramblin' Man.
Yeah, he wrote and sang Ramblin' Man, right? Bunch of songs he wrote and sang, too. Yeah. Love Dickie Betts. That's too bad. All right. But you wrote that name down?
Yeah, okay. I wrote that. It's on the board.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.